Welcome to FPL on Ecstatic Radio, also here on WPMD Studios. I'm here with a special guest right here. These are the Altar Boys.
If hello. You guys can.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
if you guys could introduce yourselves real quick.
Yeah, my name's Jack.
What do you do?
Hey. No one needs to worry about what I do. No, I sing.
I'm Johnny, the bass player.
I'm Nick, the guitar player.
Tony, I play drums.
All right, so I want to start off with talking about the last show we had for Ecstatic Radio. It was at Alex's Bar, probably like last month.
Good show, man.
And so I want to again thank you guys for doing that. That was pretty cool. The entire bar liked it. It was a good Sunday night. Let's just say that.
For a Sunday, yes, that was fun.
I think every band was just like on their game. Starting with Vital.
Yeah, we got down.
Yeah, Vital
gets down.
They always get down.
And you guys, and then Deviated State, and then we had Jabbermouth. So they were telling me at the bar that you know, it's like for a punk rock show, it's probably like the most polite show they've ever seen.
Well, I think we need to change that thing.
Yeah. So they were saying like for Sunday night, like if we could just get at least 10 people in there, you know, we already had like you guys could already pulled off a good night. You know, we ended up having like 100 people in there.
Oh, really? I got packed near the end. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
you can thank Deviated for that. They brought a lot of people.
They brought quite a few people. So I know you guys released a new demo right now, Hockey Violence. Talk about that real quick, that album or demo.
Well, it's the demo we've been working on since the beginning of the year. We're keeping it as a demo just to show people what we got, but hopefully that demo turns into well, at least part of our LP. We want to pop out another 9-10 songs.
For sure, pretty much.
Yeah.
It was all recorded by our sexy guitarist, Nicholas.
Yeah, boy.
Audio engineer, Weird Science Studios, follow that. Yeah.
Wicked Science.
Oh, Wicked Science, I thought it was Weird Science. Ah, my bad.
How was the songwriting on that, though? Songwriting and then the recording, I was...
To be honest,
it was a rough start.
It was a very rough start. They usually, how we used to do it, they would just make up the riffs and I'll write lyrics and just come in. We're usually always on the same page, but what was different about this one, we weren't on the same page. Like Tony was saying a while back, we barely got back together maybe last January, December. So it took a while for me to get used to it again, because I haven't wrote songs in, this is my first time writing songs in about 4 years, maybe, if that what it is. Yeah, so it took a little bit. It was rough, but you know, we had to go the extra mile and go numerous more times to the studio and just get it on the lockdown, and finally we were content how it sounded like. But that's about it.
Late nights.
The everything that goes by it, my songwriting, usually I just think of a subject. Sometimes I think of a problem that usually gets me mad or something. I don't want to sound too cliche, because you know, that's everybody, you know. And, you know, we're all big hockey fans. I mean, me, Tony, and Johnny. Well, Johnny used to play. Hopefully, he'll get back into it. But me and Tony play. We play in our little league and everything like that. And, you know, we say hockey this, hockey that, but we don't have no song. So, like, how does that make us, you know?
So
we decided, like, we need to focus on that, too. So, yeah, it was just whatever subject came to my head, and we just all agreed on it.
You're trying to grow that hockey punk hashtag?
You know what it is? I don't think it's much about growing it. I think it was just being part of it, just all for fun.
Yeah. Right, right.
Really. I mean, there's people, you know, if you think of punk rock, you don't think of sports.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people I could tell you they hate sports, you know, but it's just us. That's just what we're brought into, and I guess we just decided to go along with it. But other than that, yeah, I mean, fuck, hockey's violent, right? So it's a violent sport.
We get more punk rock than hockey.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, but we're not doing it just because that's the reason. Like, we're actual fans of our own teams. We actually play the sport, and, you know, we just fell in love with it, I guess. And that's usually
so two happy things that you love is just hockey and punk. So
yeah, and
might as well combine
them together,
man. Honestly, we actually got some good feedback from that. We had a couple people hit us up like, hey, we liked how you put that all together, and, you know, blah blah blah, like we like it a lot. And I'm like, oh man, cool, thanks for the kind words. And we got a lot of good positive reviews on our demo, which is thanks to everybody who did, because
never had that before.
Yeah,
listen to us, to message us, to give us compliments, and we weren't expecting anything.
Yeah, so you guys just get compliments, like the direct messages, like that's good.
We've been playing since 2009, man, and that's the first time ever.
Wow. We actually got people going out of their way to like let us know, like, hey man, you, that sounded tight.
Yeah.
Instead of just seeing us at a show and
right.
hey, you guys sounded good. No, they actually went out of their way, listened to our songs, and
right.
went back out of their way and complimented us.
Right, so right.
It was a good feeling, man.
Yeah. Also, to a quick shout out to Ted, man. He was, you know, his band. He played guitar for a band called Justice League, a really big punk rock hardcore band back in the day, big influence on for us, and he actually took his time listening to it, and he really loved Nick's guitar riffs and everything, so big shout out to him for giving us that confidence man. Yeah,
dead.
Yeah. That's yeah, really, that's about it. What about you, Johnny? You haven't said anything.
I got a question for him.
Go ahead.
All right, so how did the I know this is like a cliche question, you probably hear it in every interview, it's like, but how did the Altar Boys start it, and how did you get Altar Boys? Out of
just
you guys,
do the breakup of Think Twice,
right?
Yeah, Think Twice was our old band.
Yeah,
we were kind of just getting up. The biggest thing we were getting was we finally got a show with Dr. No, and then our guitarist left to go to school. Good for him, he's a Boeing engineer, can't get mad at him. But unfortunately, he said he didn't want us to continue the name, so it was Johnny jumped in on that band kind of last minute. It turned out to be he was just a kid that, you know, would grab the mic at our shows. And then we got him in. And then Altar Boys started with actually me singing, Jack playing guitar, Johnny on bass, and we had our other buddy,
Robert. Who plays drums for DV Estate now.
Yeah, he was, what was he doing? Playing guitar, right?
No, he was playing drums.
He was playing drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all he knows how to do.
And then I got tired of it. I want to play drums. We don't want to change the lineup because Altar Boys was growing up, and we're here, man. So, and our current Altar Boys lineup has changed twice.
Has it? Yeah,
because
our first guitarist
was Robert.
Yeah, it was right. Robert.
And then after we got this real great guy named Robert. He actually played for Deviated for a bit.
Played bass with them.
Yeah, he played bass with them. But he was on his own little stuff. Hopefully, he's doing good now. But we got Nick. We picked him up. He was Johnny's homie since like what, ninth grade or something.
Yeah, since we were like 13.
And we just grew, man. It was pretty cool. And now that we're back, you know, it kind of looks like we on this little 4-year break that we took. Everyone matured on their instruments and. You know,
yeah, dude, really
I like how you said mature, not good.
Yeah,
not
better.
you got comfortable with your instrument.
Yeah.
Side note, yeah, when Johnny brought Nick, yeah, you could tell they're friends because they're both weird.
So speaking of Deviated State, I know you guys are really close with them, and
yeah,
I've been having to book you guys together because you guys bring a pretty good crowd, and so talk about the little. Thing you guys have with
You know what, growing up in Carson, you know, Tony was always there, Johnny would always come to shows back and Think Twice, but me and Joe we go back, we're like, me and Joe are really good friends, we all hung out with the same people, and Robert too, and then Sean, you know, he's a little younger than us, so
yeah, Sean used to be straight edge, little scrawny little kid.
Yeah, we did too, fool. But Sean was a little younger, but then, you know, he kind of grew up a little bit, and yeah, he was cool as hell. All of them, yeah, they're all really cool. We all hung out with the same people. Like I said, me and Joe go back, and we just supported each other. And every time when they play, they'll ask the promoter to get us. Every time we play, we always ask the promoter, hey, get Deviated State or one of our other brother bands like Dirty Rebels, Catacomb Rockers,
Recoil.
Well, Recoil now, they just started probably like 2 years ago, if that. But yeah, those are the bands we always played with, and you know, we all got along, and we didn't have to worry about set times because we would always just split each other's equipment, so we always got to play longer. So other than that, yeah, we're all close, and you know, we'll do anything for each other, and that's really about it, as much as that, from our relationship.
I mean, even to this day, we're splitting equipment.
Yeah.
The first band will jump on and literally just drop your instruments, walk up, and we'll just walk back up and pick them up.
Yeah.
How many shows you guys got right now upcoming with Deviated?
Tomorrow night.
That was a good one. That's
more Dunes.
Yeah, that one's the good lineup.
Recently, new management. Pretty awesome inside. I would say if you're 21 and over, come through. And I think we're gonna play with them with the show that you set up. In
yeah, Doll Hut.
Doll Hut. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, cool. That one's gonna be exciting, man.
Yeah, that one's. That one was pretty nice to get at Bait over there. We got a, I believe we got a Friday.
The Friday that night. That's perfect. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
Time. Yeah. So we got five bands in there. Living in Victory is in that one.
Good band. Very
Flat
good.
Flatbush. Grindcore band.
Flatbush is tough.
I've never heard Flatbush, but I can't wait. Yeah. It should be really fun.
It's interesting that I was telling Tody that the guitar player from that band is actually the bar manager of Alex's bar.
Oh, really?
He was in that show, too. He's had a lot of nice things to say about that show. He was like,
Lightfoot?
Flatbush.
Flatbush? Who the hell's Lightfoot?
What's the guy's name?
His name's Brad.
Okay.
Who's Lightfoot? Yeah,
way off.
Sounds like a Native American.
No, is that his hippie name?
No, it's his last name.
Oh, really?
That's his real last name.
Oh, crap. My bad.
I think it's
Lightfoot. Flatfoot. I thought it was a condition.
Oh, man. That's
not cool,
man.
So he's the one who told me, he's like, oh, you know, I have a band, Flatbush. You know, I think they've been around, too, for almost 10 years. So I was like, so if you guys need a band to play it in the show, then let us know. So I was able to get those guys and Vietnam Hardcore. That was going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I think that lineup is just...
You got Vietnam Hardcore too. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, they shred too. They just played not too long ago at Oceanside yesterday, 4th of July. Yeah, I was watching those little videos. Yeah, they get down really good.
Yeah. What other shows you got?
Tony. He's the one that books it.
We got tomorrow. We'll
and then we got Saturday.
We put Lomita at the Lomita Ale House.
Right.
We're playing with Gorilla Fist Fight. Real cool homies.
Maybe later.
They're pretty cool. They're like some 41-ish. They're gonna take us back. And then we got July 27th at, they call it the Liquor Lot in Century City. Right. All ages show. That's gonna be great. And then
do you guys have preference yet of like which kind of venues you like?
All ages.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, because it's like. Most of them are house shows, you know. It's hard to have a bar, you know, where you have all ages.
I prefer backyard shows over a lot of things. Yeah. It's just, I guess, more freedom, you know.
There is, yeah.
Definitely more freedom.
Yeah.
As long as it's all ages, that's what you
want to
do.
Right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's different now about backyard shows, I noticed, it's a lot more... organized now. Before, when we were Think Twice, it was always fight for your spot.
Right.
Yeah. And the guy who always throw it will end up getting drunk. Or the girl later that night, like, okay, we're up, and the next band's setting up, and like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
And everything, and then, you know, it just turned into this whole thing. So, about backyard shows now, they're getting a lot better. But that's weird. Why is punk rock getting so organized? It shouldn't be like that.
It's like, what's going on, punk rock? First, we get a politeness out of you guys.
Yeah.
Organized.
And that Alex Bar show, I think because it was just a Sunday, I think everybody was just tired.
It was just chill.
Everybody knew they had work the next day and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I got drunk, but
that's a pretty good drinks though. You know, there's some probably know the bartenders there. They're all good bartenders over there.
Yeah, they can make a hell of a PBR, bro.
Yeah.
that's what I was drinking.
So what's the craziest pit you guys have ever seen to your music? You got any stories about that?
So. A long, long time ago, we got really lucky to share the stage with JFA at Badfish Clothing Shop in San Pedro.
Shout out.
Shout out to Josh.
Thank you.
And shout out to the buddy Anthony, who ended up throwing that show for his birthday. He was like 19 at the time. And I was like, I saw the flyer. I was like, yo, can we get on it? JFA's my favorite band. He's like, it's locked. And I was like, I'll get you a 32-pack. You know, I felt bad, you know, I was over 21, but I want to play with JFA. Turns out I bought a 36-pack, took 4, and I gave him 32, but thanks to him, we got to share the stage. But during our set, there's this local guy, and he was just getting rowdy inside, and finally someone was tired of the crap, and he got headbutted right in the middle of the pit.
Put to sleep.
Knocked out cold, son.
Instant, like,
everyone over here on stage is looking at me, and I'm like drumming. I'm like, don't stop.
Song,
you're
like,
gonna make it worse if we stop playing. Oh my god, someone picked him up. He just looked like a dead body, bro. Just walking through, man. And that was like the gnarliest pit.
Yeah, and it was like all while like no one's standing still, and it happens right in front of the stage, which is why we were all like in shock. Like, what do we do? We look back at Tony. He's just shaking his head. Just keep going. He didn't stop. We're like, all right, just. Finish the song.
It was on YouTube for a while. Like this, we were playing Subliminal, That cover, and then someone took it off though. Like I was like, oh man, it sucks. I watch it from time to time.
Copyrights by Suicidal.
Probably.
Yeah. Say that.
All right, so we're gonna play a couple tracks of that other demo.
Go ahead.
What are the names of them again?
The first song is Goons. Second is Illogical. Third is Anger Management. Fourth is Spreading to Kill the Pain. Fifth is Don't Be Controlled, a Stupid Fool. And then the last but not least is Zebra, which is about the officiating in hockey right now, going from beer league to the NHL. Refs, you fucking suck. Yeah, what he said.
All right, here we go. Some Aussie boys. All right, that was some Altar Boys over there. Nice. Yeah, nice.
You know, after listening to that, I'm very annoyed with my voice. I don't know, because I'm that's probably like the hundredth time I've heard that.
Yeah.
How was the first time you heard yourself, like, on recording?
I hated it.
Oh, man.
I hated it. I
know. As a radio guy, too, I used to, like, listen to my voice, like, oh, hell no. Why would anybody listen to this guy?
Down, like, no, we need to hear that.
Yeah, and I think the worst thing about going in a demo or recording anything is when everybody, if you're playing an instrument, you know, you have your own track and you feel comfortable until so the singer goes up, I put the headphones on and I'm just singing to nothing. Everybody's laughing at me. So it's like, the hell, dude? Fucking assholes. Yeah.
You also have like a unique singing way. I mean, you're quick.
How did you
realize you got that?
You know what? Tell you the truth. After we played a show at Lomeli Ale House probably like 3 months ago, there was a guy that came up to me. He's from Carson. I totally forgot his name. He was like, how do you do that? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, how do you hold your notes and sing? I'm like, I don't know. Like,
let's do it.
Yeah. I get tired at the end though. So I get headaches too. But oh.
So who are your musical instruments?
Instruments?
I mean, I'm sorry.
Influences?
Influences. Same thing.
It's okay. Well, see, you know, I like the mic.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Johnny. Who's your influences?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
Johnny.
Johnny's influence.
Johnny.
What are my influences?
What influences?
Deck Henry's, Infest, System of Down.
Do you have a particular musician?
Particular musician? Not really.
Particular?
Not really particular about music. Mine is just rock and roll. That's all I really care about, except for this today's fucking bullshit.
Huh.
You know, it's fucking all slow as shit, lovey-dovey-dovey bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Belts and hose,
baby. Belts and hose. But yeah, as long as it's good rock and rolls, it's there, it makes me want to move. That's what I like, man.
Alright.
Doesn't matter the decade nor the genre, as long as it's good fucking music.
Alright.
I started my whole musical influence from fucking 60s rock, from Rolling Stones, The Doors, Led Zeppelin, from freaking Canned Heat, from fucking all these fucking random ass bands that my fucking dad got me into. And then as I got moved to high school, middle school actually, that's when I started,
elementary, middle school, that's where I started getting into like these random like pop metal, kind of like System of a Down, Limp Bizkit bullshit in the 90s.
Finding that new metal.
Yeah.
And then going into like the early 2000s, you know, then like that's when I started getting more interested, introduced into punk rock with like, I would say like simple stuff like Choking Victim, and then Fear, Bad Brains, and I started getting more into the hardcore scenes as I got into high school.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about you as a guitar player?
My influences?
Yeah, or a particular musician.
Believe it or not, I started out as a drummer, and I just got classically trained from there, and then from there I just went and picked up the bass, and then from there it translated to guitar. So, I mean, I don't know if I have, like, a particular favorite of anything, but it's just same as Johnny. If it's good music, I'll try and replicate it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not mean it like make it my own, just like a cover. You know what I mean? Right. Play along to the CD. If it's good music, I just play along to it.
Right.
From the same, from 60s rock to current metal. You know what I mean? I mean, I got a fucking Lamb of God tattoo on my diaphragm. So, I'll go all over the place.
Right.
You know what I mean? If it gets my blood boiling in a good way, then I'll jam out to it.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Where does your blood go?
Where does my blood go? It goes, bro. I'm going to stop on that one. We're on the radio there, but...
It's not live. It's okay. You can tell us all your dirty secrets.
I'll keep some of them. But yeah, influences, same with Johnny. I grew up with my parents listening to classic rock and roll, to being introduced to the same bands. I mean, me and Johnny met in ninth grade, so that whole high school experience of music, we kind of shared together. We were always trading vinyls, always trading records.
Right, right.
You know, always like, oh, I heard this band that's playing in Long Beach. Oh, I heard this band that's playing in Carson. And we would always just, you know, share it with whatever we found.
Right.
So whatever we found, we tried to make the best out of.
Oh, what about, you guys got it.
Go ahead, Tony. Scissors. Go ahead, Tony.
What's the question?
Who do you mean to influence?
I don't have one in particular, man.
No? Yeah, just...
No, nah, it's just like I grew up kind of with the stepdad who dragged me around to, like, classical music concerts, ballets, operas wasn't my jam, you know. Typical kid grew up in like elementary, middle school, listening to K-Rock and all that crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One day my homie just handed me the Toxicity album, bro, and I was just blown out of my mind, and that's when I started at least growing a little more musically, at least getting away from the scene and all that, and at least System of a Down was my eyes, pretty much, if you want to say that. That's my musical influence. And then when it came to knowing about punk, Mr. Jackal here is actually the one who introduced me. I BS'd my way through the band, and he's like, I heard you play drums. I only played drum like for like half a year, and I suck. Handed me this Oi Punk CD, and I was like, what the heck is GBH, you know, Global Thread? I was just like, oh, what is, you know, and then it just grew on me, and then I listened to a little more hardcore punk. But now I would say my main influence in like hardcore punk scene or punk scene is Poison Idea and JFA. Those are my top two right there.
Alright.
You know?
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright. Mr. Singer right here.
Yeah, that's cool. Believe it or not, my main influence, I always wanted to sing in a band too. Main influence is Frank Sinatra. Hey. I can see that. Yeah, he's like my idol. Like, I've always loved Frank. I can listen to his music all the time. I listen to Live at the Sands. That live album, it speaks volumes to me. And, you know, that's what my parents were into. And then, you know, they're into their 70s stuff and all that. But my brother, you know, he's the one who got me into, like, hardcore and all that. And then when I went to middle school, my buddy Isaiah, he's the one who turned me on to like the Partisans, Anti-Norley, Casualties and stuff like that. And then from there on, you know, I just started looking up other bands and just, I don't know, I guess putting my own little twist to it when I started singing. But now that I know that I sing, and I sound like basic. A lot of people sing like that these days too. Yeah, dude, I need to stop. What about
as a performer though, as you know, you're the frontman, you're the one that everybody's looking at first. Uh-huh. Do you like how, you know how there's different types, like Gigi Allen, who's just there, just.
Oh yeah, man! I would shit on my hand and throw it at somebody. Not messing. Go ahead.
Like, but what? Like, who did you see anybody that was like, man, I want to be like that kind of performer? It's just again, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
you want to wear a suit on stage or something?
Fuck. Who was it? The reason why I go crazy on stage was I think it was more of watching like Minor Threat, how Ian McKay would just go crazy and just jump up and down. Also too, when Think Twice started was Destroy LA. Joey from DLA is the way he sang too, how he was just like so energetic. He got down too. And yeah, I think that's just, I don't know, I like jumping up and down and stuff like that. And so it was I don't know, I guess it kind of stuck with me, like hitting my head and everything like that, and like Wasted Youth as well, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, final question. Where's the rest? What do you see in the future of Altar Boys? Like, what do you guys want your goals, I guess? What do you guys
think? Tour.
Music.
Playing in the backyard, 60 years old, with fucking a bunch of 16 year olds.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. All right. Nah, but we're
free.
I honestly though, we want a tour. We want to get a whole tour going on.
Yeah.
Touring for sure.
Well, I mean, we have to go to the East Coast.
The Santa Cruz, San Jose scene is popping, and that's like the funnest place for us to go is up there. Cause
Japan, man.
Japan. I love Oregon.
Oregon, the, what was that, Bend, Oregon. They have a tight scene too. That was a cool experience up there.
To all my Canadian homies, we'll go visit you soon.
Yeah, one day. We'll reach there soon.
Mexico.
Yeah,
I just don't want to die.
Wait.
We don't want him to get stuck in Mexico.
Tony, we can go to your hometown. You're really going to put that on the record? You're really going to put that on the record?
No one knows.
Yeah. We just want Sticks to come home. That's all.
Bring back Sticks.
Yeah, bring it. Like the timer.
Put that now so when it happens, we'll be ready.
Oh, remember that?
We make the shirts now.
Remember that time? Hey, remember that time we had a fundraiser because we told everybody Sticks died and we threw a show?
While he was on drugs,
like, I thought he was dead. Yeah. Well, Tony, sorry, but yeah, we threw a show one time back in like 2009, 2010. Yeah, we threw a show. We told everybody Tony died, so we had this big fundraiser show, right? And then come to find out, we're just doing it so we get his visa, so everybody will just come and everybody give us, you know, put in as much money as they can for donations. And sure enough, you got his visa.
Nice.
And the house,
everybody.
And the house.
that was a good turnout, dude.
Yeah,
that was Johnny's house.
That was at Eric's house, Dirt Rebel's house.
No, that was Johnny's house.
It was at Johnny's house. Did he profit any money off that too?
No, bro.
You give it all to Tony?
No, I give him a bill.
Oh, nice.
He spent it.
What did you spend it on, John?
We got weed the next day.
But
half of it was
yours.
Damn. All right, any final comments? Or
guys
are good?
Oh, man, just the fact that you found us and
yeah,
and
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the support, dude.
You want to go again at the shows you got upcoming?
Tomorrow. What's tomorrow's date?
July 6th.
You got to say July 6th. You can't say tomorrow.
July 6th, 2018, just in case someone hears this in like 10 years from now. you know, we're playing at Muldoon Saloon in Long Beach. July 7th, we're playing at Lomia Alehouse.
Alehouse.
Sorry, it's my Spanish, Mexican in me. In the city of Lomita. And then July 27th.
Lometa, fool.
And then July 27th, we're playing at what they call the Liquor Lot in the city of Terrace. And again,
I thought it was Century City.
August
Terrace?
I thought it was Century City. You said Century City earlier.
No, City Terrace.
Okay, so he made a mistake.
August 10th at Doll Hut.
August 10th.
How could he forget his show? You dick, dude.
August 10th at the Doll Hut. Sponsored by, brought to you by
FEL.
Ecstatic
Radio. And believe me, when you think people are not listening, I listen to it every time you come with the website.
I'm
going to
come up with better stuff.
It makes my day at work go by a lot easier because I put on my headphones and because I'm usually driving a lot and that it makes my day go by a lot easier listening to the music and everything. Like that one with Deviated Stated when you did the interview, that was pretty awesome. That was cool. Right. So hopefully you'll find a lot more bands to bring them in. Hopefully the next one will be Live, Living in Victory. Hopefully they'll be next, cause they're a good band too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They shred. Yeah, man. They shred. So yeah. I would recommend
every
them.
Every band we meet, we'll send them to you.
Bro. Yeah,
all right, for sure. It's, and I got new music to be playing on the next episode. So
please,
awesome, you guys, nice. And Deviator got new music out. So
yeah, awesome. See them on. They're on Spotify now. Yeah. Hey, if you guys are ever on Spotify. Yeah, if you're ever on Spotify, Deviated State, listen to that new album. It's really good. They really pumped it up a lot on that one. Yeah. Shout out to them too. Yeah. But man, FEL, Excited Radio, man.
Thanks keep doing your thing, man.
We will, man.
You too, bro.
Hope you guys pick it up and get that tour.
Yeah. And do you wear your shirt that we gave you?
Yeah, I'm wearing a shirt. Yeah,
okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. By the way, how'd you come up with the design?
Oh. Shout out to the homie Ricky for making it.
Yeah, Ricky does a lot of our artwork.
He does a lot of our artwork and flyers. He's just one talented cat. And he's the reason that we even kind of went along with the hockey thing. You know, that red shirt we have with the little money set bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
He just...
Bless you. And Satan.
He just gave it to us. He's like, I made you guys this. And that's all. I was like, looks like we're going to run with this. So shout out to Ricky.
We did. It kind of turned it into the hockey theme for us.
And that new one with the hockey mask as well, that was also him.
You guys got to get that one in shirts?
That one's going to be our shirt for sure.
I think that's our next print.
Shout out to Mr. Ricky from Catacomb Rockers, man. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right. Thanks. Until next time, I guess.
Thank you, Henry.
Release
thank
more.
You, Henry. Thank you, Henry. Henry. Ecstatic Radio.